Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. March 12, 2021. Sit down and read. Question: what is the correct way to read Kabbalistic books if you are not yet familiar with Kabbalistic terminology? Answer: the approach is the same as in regular studies, the gradual acquisition of skills. I remember the first time I came to Kabbalah classes. I was told, sit down, open the book, read. I opened it. It was an introduction to the science of Kabbalah, one of the prefaces to the book of Zohar. We began to read. And that is all. No introduction, no preparation. It is different today. There are introductory conversations and preliminary events. And before, everything was very simple: if you want, sit down and read. Question: perhaps that is why there are lighter books that you can use before you start the serious literature? Answer: yes, there are a lot of such books today. But I personally believe that it is necessary to teach the way I was taught. From CabTV's Questions About Kabbalistic Books, October 22, 2019. When can the Israelites be called a nation? Comment: now Israel has gained some independence in this land. My response: this is not independence at all, but only a condition for us to start working on our real independence so that we, while living here, form a community called a nation, although it is not a nation, which would create a serious mutual connection between us, in equivalence of form to the Creator. The fact that Israel now exists is only a condition for the creation of a group within which, in mutual consent and love, in the cultivation of these qualities, one can gradually come to the quality of mutual bestowal, that is, to the revelation of the Creator. Then we will gain independence, otherwise we will not. Then it will be possible to call this group, which will connect with each other, a nation. Otherwise, it is not a nation, but just a rabble, broken parts of a former nation who were once united on the condition of mutual bestowal and love. Question: then this group, this united nation called Israel, will include not only the Israelis living on this land, right? Answer: anyone who wants to. Just like in ancient Babylon, who came to Abraham. Those who had a point in the heart, a craving, an inner deposit, that I want this, that this is above everything else. Such people will join us. The rest will not. They will just leave, they will not live here. I see such a migration in the future. Here will come those who have a point in the heart, who want to become the nation of Israel, who aspire directly to the Creator, who gain spiritual independence. Question: what about the people who once came here? Answer: they came because they were pushed out by fate, pushed out by the suffering, the hatred of all mankind. It is correctly dictated by the fact that we are not fulfilling our mission, to bring correction to the whole world, to all nations. That is, all that ancient Babylon, which is now settled around the globe, when in real need for this, must learn the science of its own correction, of improving itself, of rising to the level of true independence from all suffering and its source, in order to become eternal and perfect. From CabTV's The Power of the Book of Zohar, number 6. Michael Leitman, on Quora: what does it mean to covet thy neighbor's wife? The states in which we progress should be aimed only at bestowal, and not for self-benefit. Our state is very interesting regarding our spiritual path. On one hand, we are alone and the whole world is inside us, as it is written, a person is a small world. On the other hand, all of our inner desires appear as characters existing outside of us. The same applies to our like-minded friends. It seems to us that they exist outside of us, and we later gradually start seeing that they are all inside us. Neighbors refers to these like-minded friends of ours. To spiritually progress, that is, to discover our connection with the Creator, We need to process their desires, which are called wives, from a spiritual degree, that is, a degree of bestowal. This means that we need to dress into these desires and work on them for their benefit, and not for self-benefit. This has nothing to do with genders as we understand them in our world. The female part represents desires to receive, the fundamental matter of creation, and the male part represents the desire to bestow, which is the nature of the Creator. Therefore, by working to benefit the desire to receive, and not to use it for self-benefit, we act at a spiritual degree, like the Creator Himself, and we thus implement the commandment, "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife." In other words, we operate at a degree of love your neighbor as yourself. The Ten Commandments are located at the level of the Ten Sephirot. The commandment "You shall not covet your neighbor's wife" is the most serious of all the commandments because it deals with the lowest internal egoistic quality, namely using the desire to receive in order to receive for self-benefit alone. The prohibition on such an intention lets us fully apply an intention to bestow upon our desire to receive, so that we can enter into a mutual connection among each other at a higher spiritual level, where we are not divided by gender. Based on the TV show, Spiritual States with Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman on December 26, 2019. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman. Correct interaction. Question: does the correct interaction between people assume that I receive something from society and give something to it? Answer: naturally, like in a living organism. Question: what is the rule for such interaction? How do I know how much I should receive and how much I should give? Answer: this is not regulated. As far as I am able to give, I give, and as far as I need to receive in order to be able to give fully, I receive. Question: there are 7 billion people on the planet, does everyone determine how much they need? Answer: these 7 billion have only been around for the last 100 years. Before that, there were 2 billion of us. So, the quantity does not matter here. We have evolved over thousands of years. Today we gradually realize that we are developing incorrectly, and we need to come to some other interaction, to internal homeostasis between us, to maintain a balance in communication. Nature itself, all our qualities, all our states, teach us this. So, it will take another couple of 100 years, and humanity will still come to this. Question: do I understand correctly that there are forces in nature that we ourselves can call upon, and they themselves will produce this balance? Answer: sure. Not ourselves. We are under the forces of nature. Question: so, will these forces balance how much I need to receive from society and how much to give? Answer: yes. Little by little, we will grow wiser. We will call from nature the emergence of those forces that will act on us, and change us. We will enter into such a state of connection between us, into such a correlation that we will receive from each other as much as necessary and give as much as necessary to maintain our society in absolute, ideal balance. Question: but do you understand that this is a theory that needs to be tested? Answer: this is not a theory. One day our times will become history, and then this theory will become reality. From Cab TV's Spiritual States, May 13, 2019. How to change your assessment of life. Question: how can you completely reverse your perception of reality, your assessment of a situation and life? Answer: you cannot think about how to reverse yourself. How do you know that this is possible? You need to navigate where you want to go and what you need it for. You can reverse yourself under the influence of a relevant society, but only if there are certain prerequisites for it, serious intentions. There must be some special estimates here. It cannot be that a person says, "I am tired of being who I am. I want to be different." He must carefully check everything, plan, create his own way to implement it. Nothing is going to just happen. Question: does society need to stop and start asking itself the right questions? Answer: and why would it do this? Here we face the question, what comes first? What causes the question that arises in society? What affected society? What brought imbalance in it? And so on. And then we can talk about what is needed to bring oneself back to a state of peace or balanced movement. Life itself asks the necessary questions. From CAB TV's Ask the Cablist, January 12, 2021.